7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
What's happening? Who's up there? Who's up there? Okay, what did I just see? It is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm outside. I'm extraordinarily happy today because it would appear that the heat has broken for the year. The heat has broken. It's nice and cool. It's below 70 degrees Fahrenheit, meaning it's below about 21 degrees. The sun is coming out. It's a little humid from yesterday's rain, but it's still a beautiful day. I want to get under canopy because the sun is beating down on me. And since the weather was so freaking nice, we absolutely had to go outside today. What's all these birds doing? We absolutely had to go outside today. And being as it was Sunday, this is the only place we could come. Where are we? We're at the creek. I actually thought about going to Heron Haven. I thought about going to the Heronry. But these are all public places that are probably full of people right now. So we've come down to the creek, and as soon as I started talking, I saw some big bird fly over, and I couldn't tell if it was an owl or if it was a hawk. All right, here we go. We are now under canopy. Gotta wait for my eyes to adjust because it was super bright out there. Now it's nice and dark under here. Dun dun dun. In the canopy. A lot of little bird action. Now, let's get up here to see if there's any foxy dude action. Any foxes over there in the fox zone? I hear blue jays. Oh my god. Marmot. Marmot down in the ravine. I see you, Mati! Oh my god, that's the first time we've seen a marmot down here in forever. Now, where did he go? He was right down there. He was not... How far is that? 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, about 10 meters, 9 meters. He's down there, and I saw him walk over there. There must be a den right over there. There's a... I gotta move. I can't see down there. Where's my Mati? Oh, my God. We saw a marmot. We're 3 minutes into the show. And we saw a Mati. Well, I'm glad to know that the Matis are still down here. Although I have seen tracks the last couple times I've been here. That's the first time we've seen a marmot in a while. And if that's an active marmot den right there, that's really close to where the fox likes to hang out. Maybe that fox has been trying to get that marmot. Now here we have angry blue jays. Hear that? Rat, rat, rat! Yeah, what are they freaking out on? Are they freaking out on me? Are they freaking out on that marmot? Or are they freaking out on a fox over there? There's still lots of foliage. Lots of leafy leafiness. And so it's hard to see onto the floor of the forested area. Huh. Ooh, something. Wait, I just saw a lot of branches and stuff move. Was that just a bird? That Mati could have climbed up there, and our Mati could have done something. I can't believe we saw a marmot. It's been a while since we saw a marmot on the Dubious Goals Committee, which is ironic because that's one of the main things we're always looking for. It's just we haven't been in marmutty zones. Okay, well, I'm not really seeing much more action over there. I think it's time to head down into the business pit. This is the people business pit, the toe business pit, not the kitty business pit. Okay, I don't have a web stick. Are there any webs? I hope not. There's probably tons. Yeah, there's one right here. the ground is a little bit wet because it did rain a little bit yesterday. It was just sort of drizzly. It wasn't super drenchy type of rain, just drizzly. But it brought the temperature down, and it was nice and cool yesterday, but very humid. It was cool overnight. I slept really well. What is that bird up there freaking out about? I slept really well. I had a fun night last night, doing all kinds of craziness. But let's go up here and check to see if there's any golf balls in the creek that I might need to own. I don't immediately see any, but I'm fascinated by all the bird action. There's lots of birds. Lots of little birds doing lots of little bird stuff. I mean, they seem excessively active. I just heard somebody tee off. Let's go down into the creek. Let's get creaky. Am I going to need a stick? I see a ball. Okay. Ooh. Oh, I slipped. I almost fell. I surfed 1 meter down the mud slope. Did I pull any muscles? Have I injured myself? That was really strenuous. But there's fox tracks right here in the sand. Yes. Foxy fox tracks. Look at this. Well, we know. Wait. I can smell him. Where is he? These are very, very fresh fox tracks. Now, there's a ball. What is it? Oh, look at these tracks. Yes. I think that's a pink Callaway, so I'm not going to go to the effort. It would require a stick to retrieve. And we got some white golf balls, and there's a couple more white ones up here. There's a white one on the bank over there in those tree roots. Are these anything that I'm gonna want? No, it doesn't look like it. There's one up here. Oh, there's a bird taking a bath in the creek. I like watching birds do their little flippy business in the water. That's always fun. Well, let's just fling some water around. I like birds. They do crazy bird business. Oh, what is it? Nothing I need. There's a couple of golf balls around. They're all white, though, which makes them boring. Boring golf balls. There's two in the deep water here, a Titleist and something else. Water's very clear today. Okay, let's take a step over the picnic table here. Anything up in the golf ball eating ravine? I don't see anything. All right, and let's go steppy. Oh, what else we got? We got birds taking baths. We got wet dirt. Seems to be a lot of bugs flying around. And everything's groovy. I should be staring up into the trees looking for that big bird. What was that big bird I saw? It might have been a hawk, like a sharp-shinned hawk, or a Cooper's hawk, most likely. Not a red tail, it wasn't that big. Might have been an owl. Hey, now this is interesting. Oh, and there's a golf ball right here. On the opposite bank here, there's been a lot of star-nosed mole action down here. Look at all of this dirt. 2 square meters of dirt is all churned up. I wonder if they've been eating these plants, the roots of these plants. So yeah, there's a yellow golf ball right here. Is it anything special? No. Just a Titleist number 3. Do I want to keep it? I really don't. I'm just going to walk over here and drop it in the water. Splash. And it splashed me on my ankles. Ooh, it's a beautiful day to be out here in the creek. It's nice and cool. It's not hot. And I've got a few things to tell you. You know what? I think I'm just going to hang out down here all day. Oh, I can. I gotta play with my toys. I gotta build some stuff. No, it's nice weather day. When the weather's this good, it becomes the priority. Oh, yeah. Also, I did laundry. I did laundry yesterday. And I washed this hair covering that I have on my head. And so now it smells like laundry detergent. And it keeps confusing me. It's like, wait, what's that? Oh, wait, no, that's not. That's laundry detergent. That's not anything I need to be concerned with. Oh. I'm just standing here in the creek. I'm really enjoying it. What do I want to do? I'm looking at birds. I'm kind of looking for golf balls over there, but I'm not looking that hard. Upstream or downstream? I gotta tell you about some stuff. I gotta get back up on the bank here. And you know what? I think I want to go downstream today. That big bird that I saw went upstream, but I'm going downstream. Okay, a couple of interesting pieces of news. News item number 1. I finally got that cable that I've been needing. You know that special cable that I've been talking about for, well, over a year now? Oh my God, I finally tracked it down. Also, a big thanks to the Emeritus for helping me out with this, because It was much more difficult than you would have imagined. And the irony is, it's made by this company that I really like, the cables I really like, and I even worked for a retailer of theirs at one point in time, and it was a real pain in the ass, but we finally got the cable, is what I'm trying to tell you. And what is this cable for? Well, this is a cable that I needed to split a clock signal from audio in teenage engineering gear, because teenage engineering thought it would be a really good idea to use a stereo signal as their output, but not a stereo music signal. No, we'll put sync on the right and we'll put the audio on the left. No, don't do that. Don't do that. But they did. And now I finally got the special cable. So we should be... Oh, no, I'm not going downstream, because that's going to be slippery right there. I'm not going to be able to... Oh, but I want to go for it. Don't we want to go downstream today? Oh, my God. And this rock that I need to step on? Okay, this is... The rock that I need to step on has marmot prints on it. Marmot tracks. So marmots have been walking on the same rocks that I've been walking on. Do I want to do this? I really want to go downstream. This is going to be tricky, kids. I'm going for it. If I step there, I'm going to slide right the hell off, aren't I? I don't think I can get down there. La-di-da-di-da. Standing on... Okay, I made it. I'm standing on the rock with the Monty footprints on it. And this rock has squirrel footprints on it. Let's go find more tracks. I'm rock hopping. Oh, I failed. Somehow, my foot caught some water, and now my foot is wet because the soles are separating from these shoes, and I scooped water right up into my sock. Okay, so I have a wet foot. It's nice and cool, and it's refreshing, and I'm enjoying it. Okay, what was I talking about? The cable? I got the cable. So we should be playing with that. And yeah, I did have a cable that I did weird stuff to and added some adapters to, and I was using that, but that's not safe, and I didn't... I didn't want to, is that fox sitting up there in that little place where he was before? Oh my god. Okay. Very, very strong fox smells. He's been through here today. Okay, where I'm standing now is where we saw him jump down in front of me a couple days ago. Remember that? When we had the close encounter with the fox? That was right here. Dogs. Okay, so up here is where that fox likes to hang out. I think he's got a little hangout, like little nest that he sits in up there. I think that's what I'm smelling. A very strong smell. Foxy businesses. Right, so anyway, what was I talking about? What the hell was I talking about? It's such a nice day. I don't even care that I'm getting distracted enough to lose the subject of my train of thought. Anyway, it was something about a cable. Yeah, so I have a cable. Maybe we'll play with it later. What else? Also, I made a multiple. That's the other thing I need to be doing today. Did I mention this already? I could have sworn I did. I made a mult, a free-form mult. Could have sworn I mentioned this, maybe I didn't, but I don't have any panels. I don't have any good metal panels to build anything to be mounted in a rack. And I don't have any boxes, and I didn't want to put anything in a box because then you got this separate thing and you need longer cables to reach synthesizers to your little boxes, and I got tons of little boxes as it is. Okay, right. So I built a 1-2-3 mult, passive mult, just freeform. I got some triclo. Yes, now I am remembering this. I have told you this. Okay, don't need to tell you that. Yeah, I've got a mult. It's awesome. Where's my dudes? I can't believe I saw Marmot today. So happy. There is another piece of news. There's a white golf ball down there in the creek. There's another interesting piece of news. And it is about the Cog Factory. Long time and or regular members of the Dubious Goals Committee are aware that there used to be a music venue in Omaha, Nebraska called the Cog Factory. It was kind of short-lived. It was mid-90s to like 2002. And you've heard me talk about it. I was tertiarily involved. I knew the guy who was running it. And I actually played there. And blah, blah, blah. You've heard me tell stories. Well, somebody, and when I saw the name, I recognized the name. Something Beneke. Somebody decided to make a documentary about the Cog Factory. And it was released, yesterday? And I've seen the trailer, and I've seen some of the promo stuff, but I haven't actually seen it yet. I'm waiting until I've got the right amount of time. I don't think it's very long. I think it's less than an hour long. But you can find it online. There's a website for it. I think it's thecog.com. And I think the documentary has been released on YouTube. So I'm looking forward to watching that. And if you're one of those types of people who likes punk rock, do-it-yourself scenes, well, that's what the Cog Factory was all about. And so you might want to watch it. I'm sure it'll be cool. I'm in that funny little zone by the Hentia tree. I'm looking for Garth Barsh. These conks on this tree are growing well. They look good. Got some cool fungus going. And I'm not seeing any Garth Barsh. This is probably also a really good mushroom area. I gotta remember that. Now that we know that morels do pop up down here, we gotta remember to check over here. Because this is just... this has just got morel written all over it. You know what I'm saying? Okay, we got logs, we got bark. I want golf balls. I want blue and purple golf balls. I want to end the golf ball season with some incredible finds. And some incredible finds would include, but not be limited to, various shades of blue, various shades of purple. You know, some dark green. I don't think we're ever going to find a grass green golf ball. I mean, it seems pretty obvious that that wouldn't be your best choice. But still, it would be funny. So what am I going to do today? Well, I'm going to enjoy the creek. Here's a white golf ball. I want to build some more synth stuff. But I got to get some panels. Got to get some blank rack panels. Now, if this was regular rack, I'd know right where to go. Yeah, who do I know that has a metal shop? Shouldn't I know somebody who has a fully functioning metal shop? Is that an orange golf ball under there? Oh, nope, just a leaf. See, it's that time of year when leaves start to look like golf balls. And you say to yourself, hey, is that a golf ball? And no, it's a leaf. I might do some synth stuff today. Feeling kind of synthy. I want to build some synth stuff. Some white golf balls that I don't need. But not only do I need the panels, now I found another thing that I want to build. I found another thing that I want to make. Because I thought, oh, that would be a real cheap alternative to buying a $700 thing. Because it would only cost me about $1.50 in parts. And now I got to get some of those parts. What parts? J-Fets. Oh, you know what I could do? I could go out to Mid-State. There's an off chance that they have them. But then I got to drive all the way out there. That's out there. On the other side of town. Almost to the Millard Airport. Alright, I'm going to go back down in the creek, but I got to do this tricky move where I take a step and I grab this tree at the same time. Alright, that was a success. Now, oh, it's wet down here. Step to the rock. Is there a rock right there? Is that a rock? That's a rock. And I failed completely and utterly. That was great. I was making the move to make the step. I slipped in the mud and I splashed down into the creek. Right onto, are those marmot? Yeah, right onto those marmot. tracks. And there's marmots right where I just tried to move. I'm also finding fox tracks. Yeah, look. Fox track, fox track. Marmot tracks, marmot tracks. And see this? Fox, 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 fox in the mud. And look at this. Marmoty, marmoty, marmot. Surprised there's no... I'm surprised there's no raccoon tracks down here, too. And or possum. Now my shoes are heavy. Because they're wet. And they want to come off. And there's lots of mud sticking to the bottom of my feet. It's a little damp down here. And now I'm a little damp. I got a little bit splashed. No water went any higher than my knee, though. But now both my feet are wet. And I like it. I'm just enjoying myself being outdoors. All right, this is where we got to get back up on the bank, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it because now my shoes are caking up and I can't get any grip. Okay, now I'm good. Made it back up onto the bank. I'm back up on the original bank and I'm slowly approaching my exit. There's a ball up there, but it's white. We gotta look around here for some golf balls because this is where if you miss hit it off the first tee, the ball will go. This is where we found our first dark red ball. This is where we found the oak leaf ball. This is where we found at least one of the triangle Titleists. This is the zone where we find the weird balls. And so that's why we gotta take our time to look very carefully. Ooh. There is something over there. It is hot pink. It is hot pink. Do I want it? It's actually in the creek bed on the other side. It's half buried in mud. And I gotta somehow get over water and then into mud to get to it. I think I have a ball that color. I don't feel like I need to make the effort to get that one. No. It's probably just a Callaway or something dumb that I don't need. Now, if that was a blue golf ball, we'd be singing a different tune. But it's not. All right, so I'm kind of at the point where I can get out, my exit point. I can see the culvert that takes the creek under the golf course. It's 10 or 12 meters away. So I'm gonna start climbing out of here. Ooh, I wonder if I'm going to be able to climb out of here because this is steep, it's a little damp, and now my shoes are muddy. Okay, yeah, this is problematic. All right, I have a technique for this. Do not cross your legs. Yeah, and it's working. I'm working my way up. Okay, now we can get out of here. Oop. Duck, wait, just grab the stick, Tobe. No more webs, okay. Wow, good timing again. I am just now popping out of the trees. Ba-king! And back onto the sidewalk. Gotta walk 100 meters back to my car and tell you that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show where we get our feet very wet and muddy every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I'm going home to eat lunch.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.